So, I have been going to this church for the longest time, but when I got to seventh grade was when church became less of a thing that I had to do and more of a thing that I wanted to do. I remember when I became a part of Illuminate, I was the only seventh grader that went. I didn't know where I belonged because all of my friends were in the grade below me, so I didn't talk. Saying that I didn't talk kind of seems crazy now because I talk a little too much. On Wednesdays and Sundays, I was the youngest and I was a little intimidated by all the older kids. Though now I know that they are all very nice people, seventh grade as a whole was kind of a blur. When I got to eighth grade, I still did not talk to the older kids. Even though the grade below me was now in Illuminate, I had to take confirmation on Wednesdays, so I couldn't talk to them. I was stuck in a small room with older kids who, as I said earlier, intimidated me. Now, I will say that I did get along with most of them, but I was too scared to talk and embarrass myself in front of them. The summer before my freshman year, we went on a mission trip to Dallas, Texas, for the Stewpot, which is an outreach program for children and adults experiencing poverty and homelessness. The best thing that I have ever participated in. I got to work with the best kids, serve food, and meet the nicest person that I will ever meet. I worked with the first graders. They were very sweet and funny. They had great attitudes, even though they were experiencing poverty back at home. Someone told us a story of how a family had to move in together, but they didn't have enough room for everybody, but they had to make it work. Each night, we served people food, which was a very eye-opening experience because of some of the personal stories that we heard. We met a man named Edwin, who was a part of the art program at the Stewpot, and he was experiencing homelessness. He made and sold paintings for a living. He took one day to teach us all how to do his techniques. He kept them, but in return, he gave us all a free painting, which I have mine, this one. He wrote like a little note on the back of it. That was a big deal because he didn't make much, but he still gave us any painting of his that we wanted. I wanted to buy one for my sister at full price, but he refused to let me buy it. He was the sweetest person that I've ever met, even though he was going through difficult times. I really love the Stewpot, and I want to go back and volunteer there again. Ninth grade, I don't really remember the school year, except that I started becoming closer to the church people that I now have the honor of calling my friends. That summer, we went to Oklahoma, but none of the eighth graders went. So once again, it was me and the older kids. This trip, I started to warm up to them a little bit more. I actually enjoyed their company, and honestly, I have a lot of great memories from it. We had dance parties, good conversations, a lot of laughter, and a lot of fun. This was my favorite group to go on a mission trip with. Sophomore year, I came out of my shell a little bit more, but now all of my friends were in confirmation, so I could not hang out with them on Wednesdays. That summer, we went to Triennium, and it was a lot of fun. I got to hang out with my sister and two of my friends the entire time. We traded pins, we met new people, went to worship, and had a blast. Triennium had over 5,000 youth from all over the world. The bus ride was crazy long and filled with sleeping on the floor, and me and my friend Izzy drawing pictures and talking about random things. Junior year was the best and the worst. I had great friends that I got to hang out with all the time. I was close to everyone and participated a lot. I became very loud and obnoxious. But then March rolled around. We couldn't come to church anymore. Essentially the best year that I've had my entire life, not very long though, but was taken from me. I almost fully stopped participating in church because we had Zooms, but I was either too busy or too lazy to attend. I went on a couple times, but it just wasn't the same, and we couldn't even go on a real mission trip that year. The start of my senior year was nice because I got to go back to school. I started working at a daycare, and we got to come back to church on Wednesdays. I got to hang out with everyone again, but that was quickly ruined when we couldn't go to youth group anymore. We still did Zooms, but I would have been late because of work, so I didn't go. From when we started back in January till now, I have honestly just lost all of my patience with everything and everyone. Along with others, I am very impatient with all this COVID business. All my mind is on right now is graduating and going to college. It just seems like people, including me, have forgotten how to be kind and patient. If we pay attention, God shows us how to act towards others. Over time, I have learned how to open my heart to new people, new activities, and I've been able to further the love that I share and give to the Lord.
My father is an Air Force chaplain, so I've been going to church for about as long as I can remember. Because of the Air Force, I have moved around a lot. Sometimes I've been ready for the change, but other times I just want things to stay the same. We are moving to San Antonio, Texas this spring, and it is one of the hardest moves I have experienced. I like it here. It's familiar. I don't want to leave my friends and move to a strange place. I feel like the lights have gone out, and I can't see where I'm going or what's going to happen next. How many of you have felt this way in the past year? So much has changed. It feels like we've been woken by a nightmare and the power's gone out. We try to find something, anything to comfort us, a mug of tea, a parent's prayer, but nothing is where it should be. We run into a chair where we thought no chair could be, and then we fall trying to catch ourselves on a wall that no longer exists. On our own, in the dark, we are lost, drifting, scared and in pain. We desperately need a light to guide us. Jesus says in the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 12, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. We stumble around blindly, but he sees everything. Nothing takes him by surprise. He didn't look at this mess caused by COVID and say, whoops, how did that happen? Instead, he looks at us and says, this way, beloved children, I know the way is hard and there are obstacles you never dreamed you would have to face, but all you have to do is hold on and follow where I lead you. Just follow me and you will have peace. Jesus promises us peace. He doesn't say that everything will be sunshine and rainbows. In fact, he says that we will have trouble and suffering. But Jesus does promise that if we follow him, we will be filled with a deep and lasting peace. This is the light of Jesus. His light shines in this dark world, and the darkness cannot overcome it.